cliffcentral.com.
This is The Digital Influence with Ryan Hogarth. Stories of digital transformation in business, in relationships, and in life.
We are not robots. That's the title of today's podcast, and it's also going to be the title of my main keynote presentation for 2017. As 1 year ends and a new year begins, there's always a need to research and look at the material you've been delivering and come up with something with some new stuff. And doing research over the last few weeks, I've been looking into, you know, technology and the exponential growth and advancement in technology and robotics and artificial intelligence. And there's a certain quarter that is expressing a bit of concern about it and, you know, believing we're heading into the robot apocalypse, or, you know, what will artificial intelligence mean for us. But we cannot ignore the massive advancement for human civilization that we've seen because of the advancement and the exponential growth in technology. But we are humans, and I think we're at a time where we are going to co-evolve with technology, and I think that's going to have a profound impact on how we live, and already is, because life in the 21st century is about transformation. We've seen it already in the last decade, and we're going to see it happening a lot more and a lot quicker in the years to come. So rather than be concerned or overwhelmed by the massive advancement, I think we've got to start seeing the opportunity and being excited about what that means for us in what we see coming. And some of the trends that we are going to see develop further in the year or more ahead are things like the Internet of Things. You know, we've heard about the Internet of Things for the last few years, but there's been difficulty in it getting going because so many different companies are doing it, and there's been, you know, too much competition almost, and there's not enough standards. But now that the technological giants like Google and Amazon are getting involved, I think we're going to see real and massive advance with the Internet of Things, and in particular, connected homes, smart homes, homes that are talking to our connected cars. We can remotely access and control things within our own home, and while we're there, of course. And then, what about advanced augmented reality and virtual reality? Also, something that's been growing and gaining momentum over the last few years, but I think is going to really start to take off in 2017. And that's where we start to see a merging of the quote-unquote real world with the digital world, where that line is starting to blur, where you can sort of augment the reality that's around us with information. You know, the idea that you could look at a monument and immediately see all the information about it, or do a Google search for it. So sort of digital and real merging is going to become a greater thing during 2017 and beyond. And then in 2016, I think it was back in March of 2016, there was an important moment that many are regarding as a really significant moment, when a machine beat a professional player at Go. And Go is one of those games I'd never even heard of until the news broke of this machine beating a professional player. But it's quite a complex game, far more complex in terms of maneuvers and options and possibilities than chess. You know, chess was already beaten by a machine back in the 1990s, but with this very complex game, to have a machine do it was a significant moment. And it was the machine that was built by a company called DeepMind, and it's a company that was bought by Google, which further highlights their interest in this. So that the idea of machines learning new things and being able to learn is going to become something I think we're going to start to see impacting us during 2017, and of course beyond that. And then what about big data? Big data has been the massive buzzword over the last 3 or 4 years that I've gone to conferences and seen it being spoken about, but I think it's now maturing, and there's a need to almost personalize or humanize big data. You know, what does this mean for our understanding of ourselves, for our understanding of customers, for our understanding of people in general? And there's going to be a move to sort of humanize big data in the year to come. And then automation. We hear about bots, software bots that can automate the mundane tasks of our lives. And that's becoming that area is growing massively and will grow a lot more during 2017. And then the personal assistants. I mean, that's already huge and going to become a lot bigger. Things like, you know, the Google assistant saying, okay, Google into your tablet or your phone. And then there's Alexa, there's Siri, and the big tech companies are taking their investment in these personal assistants very, very seriously. And that's a great example of artificial intelligence. And they're, you know, the idea that you can have a conversation with a, well, really a piece of machinery and sort of get the responses, it's quite something. And there's going to be massive growth with that. In fact, there's a wonderful video doing the rounds. I don't know, and you should go and check it out if you can. It's, you know, someone set up Alexa, which is Amazon's personal assistant, and Google Home, which is of course Google's one, and had them talking to each other, which was remarkable. And it's quite something to see these sort of machines having this conversation. But there's going to be massive growth in that. And then what about cognitive technology? We have smartphones, we have smart cars, smart everything has been the word over the last few years. But we see a move now from going from just smart to rather cognitive, where machines, computers can start to make decisions. And we're faced with the very real possibility that Google in the next year or so may well make better decisions about your life than you do. It would have a deeper insight into the sort of relationships you should be having, or the cars you should be driving, or the sort of activities you should be involved in. So we're moving to cognitive technology, technology that understands us better and can make decisions about us based on data. And then there's a massive growth in robotics. We see in Japan and China is looking like they're going to become massive in this and sort of become the world leader in it. And then drones. Yeah, drones are ubiquitous. We see them everywhere. It was one of the more popular gifts over Christmas. We see aviation authorities around the world struggling to come to terms with, how do we deal with drones being everywhere? We hear people sort of developing measures to counter drones, training birds of prey to knock drones out of the sky. Autonomous vehicles. This was a staple of science fiction back in the 1950s, flying cars driving by themselves, and now they are among us already. Google have been involved with it for years, and the Tesla autonomous vehicle are already doing amazing things, and that the drive toward that is going to become even greater during 2017 and beyond. And then human augmentation, augmenting our humanness, our biology to make life better and faster for ourselves. I mean, we really have prosthetics, but now with the use of technology, that augmentation can happen in a variety of ways, and I think will have a profound impact on how we live. So these are just some of the technological trends that we see that we're in right now. I mean, they're happening, they are already affecting our lives, but their exponential curve is likely to ramp up during 2017 and beyond. So that's our technological future. We're sort of heading rapidly toward this technological future. But I think there's a couple of things that are important. Firstly, to understand that we're in it right now. It's not like these are things that are coming and will affect our lives in the future. We have already been transformed in the last decade, and we're going to transform many times over in the decade to come. So how does this affect business? What does all of this mean for business? Well, there are a couple of things that I was thinking about. And firstly, digital transformation. And really, if you've not heard the word, you're already in trouble in your business. And if you've heard the word and been thinking about it, this has got to be something you become obsessed with, because the world is transforming digitally and your business has to do it. Now, many make the mistake of implementing a bunch of technology and putting, you know, their documentation onto a tablet and PDFing it, or computerizing some processes and procedures, and think, okay, we've transformed digitally. Well, you've digitized, but you haven't transformed. Transformed is changing from one thing into another. And when you are taking the journey towards digital transformation, it is putting people first, not the technology. Because disruptors, people who think disruption has been such a buzzword over the last 2 or 3 years, and it's vital that we understand that it is people that disrupt, not technology. It is because we have been able to personalize technology and shape and mold it to our lives that disruption has become possible. So it is your people and your customers that are going to disrupt. So we have to put them first, not the technology. Because the expectation of people with technology has altered. Technology has altered the way we interact and connect with the world. You know, if you think about you, people like me, we use smartphones, smart devices to make our lives better, to make it easier, to catch an Uber, to order a pizza, to do whatever it is we want to do. And we have amazing expectation with regard to our technology. And your people have that expectation when they come to the office. And more your workforce have diminishing patience for companies that are using outmoded technology. People want to work faster. They want to work smarter. So we've got to develop the technology so they can just do that. You know, there used to be a luxurious time where we could sort of adapt the behavior of our people to the technology that we had. That time is gone. We've got to start with people. What is it that they're doing? How do they work? And how do we adapt and mold our technology around that, not the other way around? And in that way, we help and aid our people to work better, to work faster, to work smarter by adapting our technology with how they work. Because understand this, if we don't provide it for them, they're going to work their way around it. They're going to do it anyway, or they're going to leave because their patience is wearing thin for a business that won't transform in a digital manner. And what does this mean for the individual? What does this mean for people? What does this mean for you? Well, we have the means. Every individual has the means to build a global network, to be part of a global community. And I think we've all got to be doing this. Even, you know, whether you're an entrepreneur, someone out on their own trying to build their own business, then this is critical for you. But even if you're a career person, sort of looking to work in a certain industry at various corporates and businesses, build that global network. You never know how that is going to help you in the future. And it is a way, you know, with 7 billion people in the world and a lot of sameness out there, you have the means to kind of stand out in terms of your expertise and what you have to offer the world. So think about building a global network and branding yourself digitally, which is an odd thing in many ways, but what do you want to be known for and how do you build it out there? I mean, you've got the means. We've never had the ability before to have a network that spans the globe, to have a brand that spans the globe. And if you're an entrepreneur, someone out there with a great idea, you can reach, you know, between Kickstarter and LinkedIn and Facebook and all. There are so many ways to reach the world. And so start thinking about what your place is in the world, what you want to be known for, and start branding yourself out there because the technology is there to do it. You know, never before have you been able to, you know, you can be and do whatever it is you want to be and take it global. So that's what it means for you as an individual, I think. But whoever you are and whatever you're doing, start to understand the technology that's available, because it is very easy to say, well, you know, there's so much out there and I don't really want to get my feet wet. But an understanding of technology is vital for your growth and success in the world today. So take a moment to understand. You don't have to know everything, but understand the things around you. Start with something, learn how it works and how you can use it, and then move to something else. If we think about your digital branding, social media or something like that, you know, start with one that, get yourself on LinkedIn, build an excellent profile, have an excellent presence there, then move on to the next thing. But I guess to summarize all of this, we are in a time of exponential advancement of technology, but we are not robots. We are people, and we have to co-evolve with that. And if we're not taking advantage of the massive advances that we see around us, then we're just being silly. We're missing opportunities for ourselves, for our businesses, and for the world around us, because there is a growing realization with all this advancement that, you know what, we can actually improve the world while making profit, while succeeding in our personal capacities, while building great businesses. We can make life better for our customers, for our people, and hopefully for the world in general. And we will make the world better. We will do all these advancements because we are humans and we are human beings. We're not robots. Thank you for listening.
You just listened to The Digital Influence with Ryan Hoyle. CliffCentral.com.